Well, Coach, a great opening meet for you, UNK. Girls and boys, you had to be really pleased. Yeah, great results. Being an indoor meet, yeah, but still, kids came out and really competed well, didn't they?
Right, yeah. I mean, they every single athlete that we took over, we kind of been preaching that mindset of, we gotta get to work. We gotta do a lot of good things throughout the year. And just from that meet alone, I feel like, a good majority of them have bought in to that mentality of we need to improve every single one, use every meet as a hard practice type of deal, to really get after it. I did limit a few kids in some events, but I'm like, but the events that you're in, I expect you to go 100%, leave nothing behind and get after it. And they all, I believe every single kid, athlete did that. So, yeah, very pleased with the results, the times, the jumps, everything was great. Obviously, there's some room to improve, but that's what we have the whole rest of the season for.
Girls, 4x4, 4x8 relays, defending champs once again, champions last year at state meet, and you've got those two relays loaded for bear, and they didn't disappoint in that first meet either, did they?
No, they didn't. It was that some of the 4x8. It was kind of nice because we had Arm Creek was also moved to Class C, and obviously they were in the same relays last year for us, and they were right in the mix and in the top three or four. I think Arm Creek got third in the 4x8 last year at state, so that was kind of nice. I could see they were going after us, because kind of little payback from state it felt like, but once we got going, we got two new runners in there with Chloe and Carly, and obviously they're two returning from Kaylee and Addison. They kind of got it going, and they never looked back. So I would definitely take a 10:30 here at the beginning of the year with an indoor time, and I know they can even cut a lot more time. I'm hoping to be down in the lower tens here in a few weeks, if not under 10. That's kind of the goal, to get there early and kind of stay consistent, in that nine something. I think that is very, very possible with that group. And as long as we're healthy, we should be able to do that. So, the 4x4, that was kind of a last minute one there for us, because we had to throw in Jillian Johnson in there. Blaley was kind of dealing with hamstrings. So I was like, it's too early to push anything. We don't need to make things worse. And to still run a 4:26, came from behind. We were in second place for up to Jillian, the third leg, and she took over. And then once Ava got the baton, there was no looking back for her. She just took it, and we beat Elm Creek with quite a way. So that was also a fun 4x4 that didn't disappoint. And I'm looking forward to see what I got. And the thing with those relays, I got girls I can pick from, that can run a well 400, a very good 800 as well. So as long as they compete, and whoever wants to be on those relays will definitely have to put in the work to earn that spot on those relays. So, because they're going to be very competitive, and come district and state, it'll be fun to see where who's going to be in the top four in those relays.
Never hurts to have depth, does it, Coach?
No, it's. it's very nice. Yeah, I think this is one of the first years that I've had that, and I tell you what, it's nice to see them compete at practice. They push each other, and that's going to make us better down the road. So we don't have to wait for track meets to have other people push us. It's nice to have people at practice that can do that for us. So definitely a nice little perk to have for us right now.
Ava Messersmith in the sprints is going to be so big for your team this year, and she got a chance to run against the Harburg girl and another Kearney Catholic girl, and that was quite the race. Once again, granted 60 meters, but still, she was right in there, wasn't she?
She was. I mean, she was obviously, I say a little nervous just because, about who it is, and obviously we know what she's capable of, but she didn't back down. She, gave her best. She PR'd. I think both the prelims and the finals, she pre-arred her times, from last year, and then obviously this year, just running it twice, she was able to decrease her time. So, she knows what she has to do, and she knows her competition and her level. And luckily, we have some girls around here that are just as fast that will push her, come prepare her to come district. So, definitely something to look forward to.
On the boys' side, you had some boys really stand out, do some good things. I know Sawyer Dibbern, we've talked about him being a senior, and the hurdles, you know, winning the 60-meter hurdles. And that, the boys start off on a good note as well at Kearney, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll start with Sawyer there. Yeah, he, you know, he did the 60-meter hurdle there and ran them really well. I mean, for probably practiced them once or twice at practice just because, you know, we're trying to get kids in shape. So, we didn't do a whole lot of implement stuff quite yet, but he's just a natural athlete. So, had some really great block starts on both prelims and finals. And I tell you what, that final race, I mean, it was a photo finish. It was that close. So, to see him top those Kearney Catholic boys out there at the end was pretty neat to see. And I'm glad he got that win because that was just kind of a feel good race for him, you know. So that was a nice, fun to be part of there. And I'll tell you what, someone who really, moving on to a little bit of high jump, Mason Loomis, he jumped a 5'10 as a freshman. So we will definitely take that. And, you know, Bentley was right behind him at 5'8. Charlie, what thing was that? 5'6, I think. So 5'8, I can't remember which one, but you know, they really surprised me there. Jumped really well. Definitely got some things to work on, and I think that those heights will definitely improve quite a bit. So and then the 4x4 with Rubel and Charlie and Sawyer. Who came to the last one was.
Bentley. Yeah.
Bentley Bros. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they ran a sub-4. We'll take a 3, I think it was 3:56, something like that. And they were, you know, they were just impressive as I was. It was a great race. Just kind of, they got after it, ran really well. They, all of them ran, I think they were right under, 60 seconds. So to be there this early is nice. And then I know we can, lower those times as well. So before the race, they were like, well, why do we have to do this? And then after the race, they're like, can we do that again?
Yeah.
Faster outside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that was, a nice little, it wasn't that bad. And I think we can be good. So, definitely we'll see. It kind of depends on other events and what we want kids to be successful at. But, I think for sure we'll run it, a couple more times outdoors just to kind of see how we run it outdoors. Cause obviously things change, but that was, it was a nice little eye opener for them that, it's not that bad.
Coach, going to Grant on Thursday, and you got a good team. Juanita Zare, Perkins with their kids, Chase County with their kids. This is nice. This could be a nice outdoor meet coming up on Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be a nice, I'm only taking, 12 kids, because the rest are gone for state FFA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be just, the few that are here and everybody will kind of get to do whatever they want to try or they're practicing on. All my throwers will get to throw and all my jumpers will get to jump that are here. So I don't know if I have any relays, maybe a couple 4x1s, but that might be about it. So it'll just kind of be a nice hard practice for them on an actual track, from what we got here in Hayes Center and Maywood. But definitely looking forward to that and just kind of see how they they compete, it'll give them some of the kids that don't get to, throw at all the meets or jump or whatever, kind of showcase, see what they got and see if they can earn a spot in the top 3 for us. And when we get to the meets where I can only, enter 3 and kind of move on from there.